And the thing is, at first, the dispute resolution process was very elaborate, Byzantine, and completely non-functional. You were required to go to mediation. Mediation never actually solved any problems. You were required to file a formal RFC and all of this stuff. And for some really bad users, really bad users that today wouldn't last 10 minutes, you know, and a minute would say, you're being a troublemaker, you're banned. But this is the kind of stuff that we had to do back then. And so nowadays, the kind of cases they get involved in are more elaborate and technical, and they're essentially the site's referees. They're the ones who can, you know, who can essentially force people to, you know, by imposing binding solutions or binding sanctions or banning someone from the site.
Okay. And how's the arbitration committee doing these days? And I'd like to open this to anyone. Hop in, because I know not everybody is happy that this is necessarily an ideal situation.
I'm actually, interestingly enough, I had a chat yesterday, and we'll probably have a further chat. We'll do another episode on this, but I think it's correct that at the same time the ARBCON was set up, I think in actual fact in the same email that Jimbo announced it, they also set up MEDCON, that's the Mediation Committee. So that's a side point, and it's something that I think we'll return to, because the role of the Mediation Committee, the relative profiles, if you like, of Mediation Committee and Arbitration Committee are vastly different. I think the Arbitration Committee is taking on an awful lot of work. It seems to be, I mean, Rao, you can tell us the truth of this, but I would think that the workload for being an active arbitrator is quite extreme.
A lot of the work that goes on is the stuff that nobody really knows about. Private appeals from banned users, private, small emergencies or essentially all kinds of stuff that doesn't have a formal case attached to it, but stuff that has to be, you know, done nonetheless. And most of it occurs on the private mailing list, which, you know, obviously nobody, you know, except the arbitrators, past and present, can read, so that, you know, nobody besides them has an idea of the kind of work that goes on.
Actually, they use a private wiki as well, don't they, to sort of, you know, have a chat about
there is a private wiki. I don't think that gets used nearly as much as the mailing list. I mean, for the people who do use it, I'm sure it's very, very helpful. I have a login there, but I've never really done all that much on it.
So actually, that's an interesting question to confirm. Presumably, the membership of the arbitration committee mailing list, it would be the same
public
private wiki. Oh, it's public, yeah, but would those users also have access to the private wiki? I just hadn't really thought about that.
Well, I mean, I'm the wiki started when I was still an arbitrator.
Yeah. That's just something I hadn't thought of. We've just got a little chat window, which is cool. But talking of MEDCOM, AGK, you're on the MEDCOM. So it'd be very interesting to get your perspective on the ARBCOM from the MEDCOM. What do you reckon?
Well, there's not. It's mainly the chair that does most of the sort of MEDCOM to ARBCOM communications. The current chair is WGB Scribe, so from a MEDCOM point of view, I can't really say I have that much experience with it, but from what I have seen, the two hold very different roles. A lot of the time, the MEDCOM works very much in the background, whereas the ARBCOM's a lot more, well, it's got a lot more attention focused on it because of the type of work it does. Sort of more high-profile cases, but it's certainly true that the two were set up at the same time, and I was actually just reading the mailing list post today. The two were set up at the same time, and they're supposed to work together, sort of separately but together, and I think they do that quite well. A lot of the time you'll get a case that's gotten so far, and it will either go to the MEDCOM or to the ARBCOM. It's not a case of sort of the MEDCOM then the ARBCOM, which I think works quite well. They've got a good relationship, and I think they work quite well together.
Interestingly, in terms of wiki constitutional issues, I think that Medcom is actually on the same level of as ARBCOM, as in ARBCOM doesn't have authority over the Medcom, which I think is unique in that I think ARBCOM has authority over everyone else.
I'm
that
sorry.
Is correct. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Raul. Raul?
This is the first time I've heard of this. The ARBCOM has authority over everyone on Wikipedia.
Except the Medcom, I think. Is that true, Anthony?
I mean, the ARBCOM doesn't help. I'm sorry, go on.
AGK,
sorry,
go ahead. Let's just take a turn. So AGK first and then Raul.
Okay, it's not really a question of which has jurisdiction over each other. It's more a case of the Medcom is the highest authority, I suppose you could say, with regards to content matters. The ARBCOM is the highest committee with regards to conduct matters. So, whilst it's true that the ARBCOM has jurisdiction over the members of the mediation committee, I'm not really sure they have, it's not really a case of jurisdiction, but they don't really take control of the Medcom because the two are, with regards to Wiki Constitution, are equal because they're both the highest units on Wikipedia in their respective roles.
The ARBCOM doesn't decide matters of fact. That was a discussion that went on early on because essentially the arbitrator. And funny you should bring this up. I was just discussing this on the list this week. That the ARBCOM, they're not subject experts. They're not they're not competent to decide matters of fact. That's why they created the what's it called, the working group. The name is eluding me at the moment.
The Cultural Edit-Warring Working Group.
The what?
It's the Cultural Edit-Warring Working Group.
Yeah.
That sounds close. I don't know if it's exact. But yeah, the ARBCOM created that for just that reason. That's not the mediation committee, though.
No, it's not. Are you talking about the working group in ethnic disputes?
Yes, yes, exactly, that one.
Disputes? Yes, I'm one of the alternates on that.
Right, the ARBCOM created that. They're the ones who have final say on those articles. In fact, I was pushing to kind of expand the idea.
For me, this is interesting because I was chatting with Daniel B, user Daniel B, who I think Anthony is also on the Medcom, and I was amazed to hear that the Medcom, in theory, basically is the highest committee dealing with content issues. It's a different approach. It's, for instance, you have to. It doesn't deal adversarially. If there's a problem editor, Medcom isn't really equipped to deal with that problem per se, because
as far as I'm aware, Medcom doesn't have any authority. I am unaware of them ever having any authority to do anything.
So let me ask you something. If an editor is a habitual violator of the undue weight clause of the neutral point of view policy, who would settle that ultimately? I've noticed that when something is a policy that kind of leans on the content side, that the arbitration committee is often less apt to intervene on those policy-ish issues or content-ish policies.
Funny you should ask that question. The way I described it in my email to the ARBCOM earlier this week was that I said that the dispute resolution process as it currently exists completely falls down on those kinds of problems, that it totally abdicates responsibility for solving the problem. And I was suggesting some changes. But so to answer your question, it varies from case to case. In some cases, we have, especially for the more contentious, areas, we tend to have admins who take a very, very careful look at those kinds of articles and patrol them very carefully. And the ARBCOM's record on these kinds of issues is mixed. You look at a case like Ian Tressman, you have somebody who is, can end at a community ban as well as an arbitration committee decision. So if you look at somebody like Ian Tressman, who was community banned for essentially being a science crank, that ended in a community ban that the arbitration committee has several times refused to overturn. Another case was there have been several ArbCom cases on this. There was, you know, the pseudoscience case, and there were cases involving William Connolly and S.E. Wilco. And there's no one answer to your question. You know, they each ended differently, but the arbitration committee.
Right.
Go on.
Well, more recently, I was at least tangentially involved with the Franco-Mongol Alliance case, and I've been doing, although I was not a named party, I think, in either of these, I've been doing some follow-up on the Blue Marine case, and both of those had significant content, not strictly expertise-related things, but policy related content issues. I could just give examples from the Blue Marine. I saw, after it was all closed, that the article was still having contributory copyright violations in its footnotes. It was still being sourced to non-notable blogs with negative information about a living person. And those kinds of issues had not been addressed by the arbitration, even though those were pretty bright-line policy issues. But the behavioral component had been addressed.
Can I just come in here on the...
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk some more about the mediation.
Well... But just to touch on the issue of the sort of jurisdiction, I think it's a good place to say that in theory the MedCom are equal to the ARBCOM, but in practice I don't really think it's fair to compare the two, because mediation, well, the fact that mediation relies on party agreement, like the fact that you can't enter into a mediation case without every party's agreement, so in terms of comparing the two. Although theoretically they're equal, in practice, you know, the arbitration committee is sort of, in terms of its power and what it can do, the arbitration committee is certainly much more developed in terms of what it can do, primarily because of that it doesn't rely on party agreement.
So, HGK, about what, if you could give me a rough rate here, could you estimate the number or the percentage of mediations that are successful?
Well, I've never really looked into the matter, but I'm sure that I think it was Daniel Bryant that Private Musings was referring to a while ago.
That's right.
A graph on the matter. What's that?
Yeah, just confirming, it was indeed Daniel B. that I was chatting with.
Yeah, Daniel Bryant, who's a former chair of the committee, he found a graph on the amount of cases. I'm sure it had something to do with cases and then the amount of successful to unsuccessful cases. I wouldn't even think about putting an exact figure on it, but I don't really know what to say. I mean, a lot of cases, I've seen a lot of very successful cases with the MedCom, and on the other hand, a lot of cases that have really sort of snowballed, and in fact, a lot of them have resorted to being passed to the ARBCOM due to content and conduct issues with the parties, which incidentally is one of the abilities of the MedCom. They can pass cases to the ARBCOM if a party is actively disrupting.
Okay. You're breaking up just a little bit, but go ahead.
Am I breaking up?
Yeah, you are breaking up. But would you like to continue a little bit here?
Okay, I'll just finish off very quickly. Basically, the mediation committee process is, I would say it's about between 5 and 10 cases every 3 or 4 months or sort of process. I mean, that's a very rough figure. It really does fluctuate quite a lot, but five, it's about 1 or 2 cases a week at the most that are accepted, and I'd probably say about half of them at least are successful. Another sort of quarter roughly would probably be posed as stale, which is quite a problem with the Medcom, party inactivity, and the other sort of quarter are generally due to party inagreement, where sort of the parties can't agree on the issues.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for explaining that. Do we have any more questions or comments on the mediation?
Actually, yes. Actually, both on mediation and the ARPCOM. This addresses both Raul and AGK, and also you, Jurova, as probably the most experienced people right now.